You must have heard, or the third canto of Child Harold will have informed you, that Lord Byron resided many months in this neighborhood. I went with some friends a few days ago, after having seen Fernie, to view this mansion. I trod the floors with the same feelings of awe and respect as we did, together, those of Shakespeare's dwelling at Stratford. I sat down in a chair of the saloon, and satisfied myself that I was resting on what he had made his constant scat. I found a servant there who had lived with him. She, however, gave me but little information. She pointed out his bedchamber upon the same level as the saloon and dining room, and informed me that he retired to rest at 3, got up at 2, and employed himself a long time over his toilet, that he never went to sleep without a pair of pistols and a dagger by his side, and that he never ate animal food. He apparently spent some part of every day upon the lake in an English boat. There is a balcony from the saloon which looks upon the lake and the mountain Jura.